Welcome to the Reasons to Believe podcast with Samuel White III. My name is Danae Mary Louise White, and I am the third oldest daughter of Samuel White III. We are glad that you have joined us today as Daniel White III equips Christians to stand firm in their faith and offers unbelievers a reason to believe.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to the Reasons to Believe podcast, episode number 218. My name is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. Our Reasons to Believe scripture passage for today is Isaiah chapter 40, verses 6 through 8. And it reads, "The voice said, Cry. And he said, What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever." Our Reasons to Believe quote for today is from John MacArthur. He said, "Even though the Bible is an ancient document, every person in every situation, in every society that's ever existed can find in this book things that endure forever. Here is a book that never needs another edition. It never needs to be edited, never has to be updated, is never out of date or obsolete. It speaks to us as pointedly and directly as it ever has to anyone in any century since it was written. It's so pure that it lasts forever." Today, beloved, we are continuing the topic of Scripture, Holy Scripture, its inerrancy, infallibility, and inspiration, using our God-breathed book, the Bible. The verbally inspired, eternal, inerrant Word of God by Dr. John R. Rice. Our Reasons to Believe PowerPoint today comes from Chapter 3, The Bible Claims to Be the Inspired Word of God, Part 11. The Holy Scriptures claim perfection. The Scripture claims perfection. Psalm 19:7 says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul." The law originally meant the Pentateuch, the law of Moses. Eventually, the term seemed to refer to all the Bible, and here the claim is not simply that the law is good, but that it is perfect. And here the claim is not simply that the law is good, but that it is perfect, and that it works the miraculous change of regeneration in the believing heart. The purity and perfection of the Word of God is stated wonderfully in Psalm 12:6. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Here the quality of the Scriptures is not described as finite, but as infinite. Perfection here is not claimed for simply the thought, the content from God in the words of men. No, the perfection is in the very words, pure words. The Scripture is here claiming for itself perfection, which could only exist in the very Word of God. Big number four, the Scripture claims to be eternal. Psalm 119 has several wonderful statements about the Bible. Verse 89 says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." And verse 144, "The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live." Verse 152 says, "Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever." Verse 160 says, "Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever." These marvelous claims are the claims for the perfections, like those of deity, that the Bible is forever settled in heaven, that the Scriptures are everlasting, and that every one of God's righteous judgments there recorded are eternal. That is a claim for no human book, but for the Bible as the very Word of God. Dear friends, if the Lord should tarry his coming and we live, we will continue this topic in our next episode. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your eternal and perfect and pure Holy Word. Have it to always find a lodging place in our hearts. Help us to meditate on it. Help us to remember it. Help us to love it and cherish it and obey it and apply it to our lives and to share it with others in a loving discipleship way and to preach and proclaim your holy gospel. And Lord, we even pray now that as these dear friends listen to the gospel, help them to get saved even today. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen.
Now, dear friend, if you are listening today and you have never trusted this Jesus, please know that Jesus loves not only me, Jesus loves you. And if you want to be saved by Jesus today, here is how. Believe in God the Father, believe in his Son, Jesus Christ. For Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins. He shed his blood for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Shall be saved. Shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. What a great deal. Until next time, my beloved, please keep in mind
these reasons to believe. God bless you.